DHS Alejandro Mayorkas, Silicon Valley Committed to Speech Curbs. By Neil Monroe on December 17, 2021. Alejandro Mayorkas, the nation's zealously pro-migration border chief, says the nation's technology companies want to curb American speech that is deemed misinformation. "I think they're very committed to doing so," Mayorkas told a Bloomberg interview on December 14. He continued, "I had very robust discussions with individuals in Silicon Valley and the tech sector. You know, the how to accomplish it is something that is not easily navigated. We recognize that the First Amendment concerns are extraordinarily important. It's a founding principle of our country. I think they're very dedicated to doing so. And I think the how to and how we can work together is something we're all working through. Misinformation is very much within our domain," Mayorkas said. "Misinformation, pointedly, disinformation, has very serious and significant ramifications for the Department of Homeland Security and the integrity of our election system. The security of our election system is a prime example of that. And so, our Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans under Rob Silver's leadership, CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, under Jen Easterly's leadership, John Cohen leading the Office of Intelligence and Analysis in an acting capacity, Samantha Winograd, a senior counselor to the secretary and our acting assistant secretary for counterterrorism. These are individuals very much involved in their respective workforces, very much involved in addressing misinformation, disinformation, and the threats that they pose to the homeland." Bloomberg refused to ask Mayorkas about his agency's oversight over the huge flow of white-collar foreigners into Americans' tech jobs. But Brad Stone, a senior executive editor at Bloomberg News, did throw this softball question to Mayorkas. "Do you ever get upset by just the ubiquity of falsehoods and missile and myth in our public dialogue, and in the ease with which they are transported across social media and the internet?" Mayorkas graciously replied, "I do. I think that false narratives present a threat to our security. The propagation of false narratives is something to be condemned. We need our leaders to step up and fight against it. Because the words of leaders, they matter quite a bit. They can be very influential in the public discourse. The Department of Homeland Security, our work, rests often at the epicenter of the country's political divide. And the country's divide is something that has security implications, and it's also very saddening. You know, last week I was privileged to attend the memorial service for Bob Dole, one of our nation's great leaders and great public servants and heroes. It spoke of a different time, spoke of a time when people could disagree on policy and still work together in the service of a country that we all love. And I am in so many others who are working to renew that day." Mayorkas and his agency keep a population of roughly 1 million foreign contract workers in the jobs needed by U.S. college graduates. They now also cutting doorways in the nation's border laws to extract more resources, renters, consumers, and blue-collar workers from poor countries. Mayorkas' eagerness to raise the human resource inflow is welcomed by the investors who control the technology companies, such as Paul Singer, the owner of Elliott Management. In November, Singer helped remove Jack Dorsey from Twitter and instead install a former Indian visa worker, Parag Agrawal, as CEO. The inflow is also welcomed by Mike Bloomberg, the pro-migration owner of Bloomberg News. In 2021, Mayorkas helped to spike the migrant inflow to roughly 2 million, including roughly 500,000 illegals, 500,000 temporarily legal migrants, plus many visa workers and roughly 850,000 legal immigrants. Many polls show the government-run labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.